Our school talk every month, those on behalf of their school systems come and, well, brag about what's happening. What is the future of their school system? And, well, back to school days. This is exciting. So here we go. Let's do what we call a mic check with those on behalf of Godfrey Lee Public Schools. And we'll start strong. Good morning to you, Kevin Polston, superintendent.
Yeah, good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having us.
Welcome, Andrew Steckety, Godfrey Elementary Principal. Andrew?
Good morning. Thank you.
Peter Geerling, Early Childhood Center Principal.
Good morning.
Kyle Mayer, Assistant Superintendent of Instructional Services, OAA, ISD, and Reading Now Network Leadership Team. You've got the mouthful.
Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning to you all. Thank you. Do women work in management?
Yes, we do. Yes. Yeah, our assistant superintendent is a wonderful woman.
Nice. I'm still on incontinence, so I got to change to the men.
Please
do. Have fun that we have. All right, Kevin, let's have you do the 101s of Godfrey Lee Public Schools. Where are you located and what's your structure?
Yeah, Godfrey Lee Public Schools is located in Wyoming, just outside the southwest side of Grand Rapids. So if you headed down Granville Avenue, where it turns into Chicago Drive, you'll find Godfrey Lee. We're the smallest geographic district in the state of Michigan, so 1.4 square miles. We have about 1,850 students across five different sites. Mm-hmm. We have a K-2 building, which is where Pete is the principal of. It's called the Early Childhood Center, or ECC. Mm-hmm. We have a 3-5 building, which is called Godfrey Elementary, located on Godfrey Avenue, and that's where Andy is the principal at. Mm-hmm. We have a middle school and high school on the same campus, and so it's a 612 campus, but two separate buildings within there. And then we also have an alternative high school called East Lee Campus.
Mm, very nice. And you are the Godfrey Lee?
Oh, Rebels.
Rebels, yeah.
And
has school started?
We started on Monday, along with a lot of schools in Kent County. The Kent ISD also started all their programs on Monday. And so this is our fourth day of school, and we're starting early. We go Monday through Thursday this week, and so students get a long weekend and come back the next couple weeks, right around Labor Day as well. It will be 4-day weeks.
But let me just, again, have each of you share a little bit of your expertise. Tell us about you, Andy, and your elementary.
Our elementary is grades 3 through 5. This is starting my fourth year as principal. Mm-hmm. I've been in the district now 14. This is my 14th year. Started as a parapro, taught for 8 years, and now I've been at Godfrey for, like I said, this is my fourth year. We serve about 385 students at last headcount, and we've had a great first week.
Do ornery kids still have to go to the principal's office?
We try to keep them in class as much as
possible. For that, dating myself. Pete, tell us about your work.
So I'm at the Early Childhood Center. We are a K-2 building. We also house 4 preschool classrooms from the ISD, about 435 students. I could probably just repeat what Andy said. I started as a parapro, then was in the classroom for about 10 years, then my fifth year now as principal.
Kyle, tell us about you.
Hi, I'm Kyle Mayer. I work at the Ottawa Area Intermediate School District, located in Holland. But I also work as part of the Reading Now Network, which spans across 20 counties, collaboration to raise early literacy scores in districts all across West and Southwest Michigan.
Awesome. So let's get into our topic, gentlemen. What is this Reading Now Network?
Reading Now Network is, I think, maybe the most exciting story of any initiative I've been a part of in 20 years of education. It started 5 years ago when superintendents in West and Southwest Michigan came to a common agreement that we need to improve outcomes in early literacy by third grade for the students that we serve. And so they adopted a common goal and made a commitment that they would work together like a school district of one across 20 counties, sharing resources and expertise to support early literacy. So folks like myself and many others who are able to support early literacy aren't confined to school district boundaries or borders the way we were before, and we're working within and among all the districts as a school district of one to make an impact on early literacy, and we're getting results that we can measure. It's very exciting. It's led to great things like the largest grant in the history of Western Michigan University, who applied to scale up the work, we were awarded a $12.5 million federal grant called the HILL Project, High Impact Leadership, to lift literacy across 20 counties, and Godfrey Lee is one of the school districts that we get to serve with that grant. So that's what brings me from Ottawa County here to Kent County and supporting Kevin and his team at Godfrey Lee today.
Just one of the 20. Why was a partnership with RNN important for Godfrey Lee?
We have extremely dedicated teachers, and they're working hard. We weren't necessarily getting the results that we had hoped for, especially with as much time and effort as our team was putting into literacy instruction. We serve a unique population. About 75% of our students are Latino, and out of those, about two-thirds of our total students are eligible for English language services. So we have a unique population, and we've taken literacy very seriously for a long time. But when we looked at our data and we looked at how neighboring districts or even districts around the state were performing, we saw an opportunity that, let's learn from what are they doing? How are they getting the results? And really the standard for that process is Reading Now Network. And they identified five schools across the region that said these are outlier schools. These are schools that are different makeups that have some characteristics that we saw as common that other schools could benefit from. And so when we heard about that, we wanted to learn more. And Reading Now Network comes in and does a process called instructional rounds, where they bring in a team of experts from around the state. We had about 20 people come to our district and go visit all of our classrooms, interview staff, meet and connect with kids and with leadership. And then based on their expertise, based on the findings from those five schools that Reading Now identified as some schools that we all could learn from, they make some recommendations about where you can focus your work. Because you can imagine in literacy, there is an infinite amount of strategies or products or things you could try, which may all have merit, but they may not be what we need right now. And so through focused improvement across our K-5 classrooms, we really thought we could get the improvement that we were looking for. And so we started that process last spring.
And K-5 is your target audience with this, yeah?
So the third grade reading bill, a couple years ago, highlighted some importance, and that's not necessarily, why, we're doing it, but we believe in early support and early intervention, that if we can get kids on track and then keep them on track, that's going to snowball through their grade. So while literacy is a focus district-wide, we really want to hit it early, and we want to have a common framework for our teachers that are working on literacy instruction.
What's been the impact on schools affiliated with RNN to expand here?
Well, we've been able to measure an impact in literacy results, that's reading and writing, on our statewide test, which is the MSTEP, at three different levels. The regional level, which is the 20 counties that I mentioned. Mm-hmm. The superintendents in all 20 counties made this commitment 5 years ago. The district level, certain school districts who have really embraced this work have seen dramatic improvements in their literacy outcomes by third grade for young boys and girls, and also certain buildings that have embraced this work have had dramatic gains. Some have doubled their literacy rates, and so that early evidence of impact was the reason we were able to apply for and qualify for the federal United States Department of Education funding to scale up this work. So we're seeing results that we're excited about. We still have a lot of work to do. We're nowhere near achieving our goals, mm-hmm. and our literacy outcomes aren't what they need to be across West and Southwest Michigan, mm-hmm. but we have a plan and we are working every day on this.
Thank you for that. What's been the response from teachers in the district?
It's been pretty positive. As Kevin said, the Reading Now Network team came in last December and did some instructional rounds, and the teachers were a little bit apprehensive and anxious about, mm-hmm. who are these people coming in? Yeah. But once they figured out what the strategy was, they became a little more comfortable with it, and through their hard work, we've made a lot of strides already with planning what direction we're going in, and just real positive.
I like your T-shirt. At Godfrey Lee, we go for the gold.
Oh, thank you.
Right? How will the partnership inform the district's literacy practices?
So as far as the partnership, it's very unique. It's not something that's being done to us. It's being something that's going along, helping us, right alongside with us. the amount of support has just been tremendous. It helps really focus our goals and our strategies. Like Kevin had mentioned, there's so many things out there for literacy that it just gets overwhelming. The teachers are so passionate about the students. Our students are so amazing. And we just want to do what's best for every child in our district. And I think this really gets our focus on a couple strategies that we think are and know are research-based and can make some high impacts.
Let's bring the parents into the conversation. Will parents and students see a difference?
I want to add something, you know, here to all the conversation. So the answer to that is yes. And one of the recommendations was for students to have increased access to reading materials at home. That was one of the three recommendations. And then associated with that was enhance our classroom libraries, especially with culturally responsive texts. Again, when you have a population that's about 90% that comes from racial ethnic minorities, you know, we can't just use the same traditional books that students may or may not identify with. And we were gracious enough through Reading Now Network to be connected with a partner that wants to help grow classroom libraries. The Binda Foundation out of Battle Creek heard about our story at Godfrey Lee and said, hey, we want to invest in you. And they challenged us. They gave us a $15,000 challenge match grant. If we could come up with $15,000, they would meet us. And so that allowed us to leverage some community partnerships through a group like the South Kent Rotary that wanted to be a partner that couldn't necessarily fund all. And they want to grow our classroom library. So I think initially what students and parents are going to see is enhanced classroom libraries and materials for students to take home. We know that students are in our schools about 20% of their time. That means 80% of the time, you know, they're elsewhere. And for us to think that schools alone can do it is foolish. So we want to empower parents, and we have literacy nights and where we connect our literacy experts with strategies for parents to use at home, but we also want to give them materials that they can use at home as well. I think in the long term, I think having an aligned curriculum with focused instructional improvement practices, you know, we're going to see outcomes change as well, and that benefits, you know, everyone as our students. And when they leave Godfrey Lee, we want them to have the opportunity to pursue whatever it is their hopes and dreams are.
What would you like from your community? How can the community help?
So again, you know, we see them as partners on this journey, and so, you know, we ask our parents, you know, every night, 30 minutes at least of reading with your child, and that could be you reading to the child, it could be the child reading to you, it could be you're going to do a shared reading where maybe the child reads a paragraph, you read a paragraph, it could be where you're going to both read the same book at the same time and you're going to discuss it. We know that we have parents of all different backgrounds, some that have advanced degrees, some that, you know, education may have happened in another country because we have a high immigrant population, and so we have to understand that we need to meet them where they're at with what their needs are and provide those resources. So that's, I'd say, from our parents, from our community partners. We have opportunities for mentorship. We have opportunities if maybe time isn't what you can give. If you want to invest, we will continue to have needs for investment literacy. Typically about $30,000 for schools of our size will outfit classroom libraries for one school. Mm-hmm. So we're spending that $30,000 for two separate classrooms. So we're still going to have need in that area as well. And I think to support public education. We know that education is a lever to pull to improve our society and our country in all sorts of ways. So we value their support as well.
Kyle, what do you most question for you all as we say goodbye? Most looking forward to this year in general?
Oh, man, I am just so – I'm looking forward to the continued work. I'd like to refer – I don't want to miss this opportunity to mention that Michigan is doing amazing work in early literacy. Mm-hmm. I'd like to ask anyone that's listening out there who's interested to take a look at a website called literacyessentials.org. Mm-hmm. And this is powerful work that's being done in the state of Michigan to identify the most important research in early literacy and the essential practices that need to be happening in every classroom and every day. And there is a movement happening doing, not just in the Reading Now Network, but statewide. I think we have a statewide collective sense of urgency that early literacy needs to improve for the children in our state. And I see that we are mobilized in public education around making that change. I believe it's going to happen beginning this year, and I'm just optimistic what the results will be for the children across our great state.
Pete?
What am I looking forward to the most? I think just a great school year. I mean, we have wonderful families, amazing students, amazing teachers, and I think it's going to be a really, really great year. Last year we had some opportunities for community members to come in and visit the schools, and we're an open door. Anytime you want to come visit, walk the halls, and take a look at the great things we're doing, anyone's welcome.
Andy?
I'm just excited to see the students and watch them grow throughout the year. You mentioned the Go for Gold t-shirt that I'm wearing. Gold is an acronym. Our D stands for Do Your Very Best. And we talked this morning to the students about always doing your best. And if you do that every day, then you're going to be amazed at the growth that you see throughout the year.
Kevin Polston, how do we find out more about Godfrey Lee Public Schools?
Go to godfrey-lee.org, our website. You can also find us on Facebook. We also release and work with School News Network is another great media outlet for school news. And as Pete mentioned, if you're interested in learning more, come on over and see us. We're a very small community, and we value all of our community members in our story.
Thank you all, Kevin Polston, Andrew Steckety, Peter Geerlings, and Geerling and Kyle Mayer for giving back to our future. Take care.